Aaron Rodgers, just like Brett Favre towards the end of his career in Minnesota and Green Bay, looked 10,000 years old when it was cold outside and having to play in those games.
Yeah, good for your joints to play in heat.
Yeah, yeah, especially old man joints. Jason Wilde now joining us. And Jason, honestly, the first thing we want to ask, we have a side of the limit poll question here that I find interesting, just where Packer fans are at with Aaron Rodgers, now that his career is officially over with the Jets. And we were asking people, are you rooting for him, rooting against him, feel bad for him? Right now, 52% of fans say that they don't even think about him. Are you surprised by that? Do you believe that answer? Is that one of those things like, I don't care? Or do you think Packer fans truly have moved on from Rodgers and they don't even think about what he does on the football field or off of it?
Yeah, I get the sense they genuinely don't care. First of all,
yeah,
I don't know if I've ever had a better excuse for not being on a show than my phone randomly deciding to update with the new update at 4:34. It's set to do it at night, so I don't know why it just suddenly decided on its own that it was going to update it. And then, yeah, what's up with that indeed? And then, but here's the weird thing. Like, my Apple Watch, then, I was still getting texts from Wooly, who was not pleased, by the way. Like, it takes a lot to get Wooly pissed off, and he was mad. Like, you agreed to come on today, you big jerk. So I'm sorry to leave you guys
about
hanging.
It with my text.
Yeah, I saw it on my watch. I didn't even see your text on my phone. It still isn't on my phone. So I apologize for keeping you guys waiting. It was definitely not intentional after I agreed to switch days.
Well, I'll say this, Jason, before you answer Jim's question. I'm more upset with Matt that he's trying to go over his own producer's head to try and get somebody on the air.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to communicate with your producer?
I just sent him a text. I said, I miss you, buddy.
Oh.
There's no going over anyone's head.
Jim, have you ever got one of those from Matt?
Well, no. That's kind of a, like, let's be honest here. Like, you thought maybe I was just ignoring Wooly, and if you texted me, then I would respond, and then I would come on the show, which was definitely not the case. But that's fine. That's fine.
I mean, don't try and assume what I was thinking with that. I might have genuinely missed you. Now I'm just going to leave it out in the ether and you can choose.
I don't get those text messages on like a random Wednesday at 1:30 in the afternoon, though, right? It was sent purely because I wasn't on the show when scheduled. So
I'm going to set an alarm for next week at 1:30. I'm going to send you a text. I miss you. I won't even be I won't even be in the state, but I'm going to send you a text next week.
Is that one of those little
week.
Candy hearts? I miss you so much, I'll set a reminder to tell you that I miss you.
Exactly.
Yes, I appreciate the Valentine text messages. All right, so I do think Packers fans, I think they have mostly just moved on and aren't interested. Like, it's just so different than with Favre. Now, here's the thing. If for some reason he were to end up in Minnesota, I think they'd care immensely. maybe not as much as they did with Favre, but that's what I'm rooting for. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, because it would continue to follow the Favre playbook, and on top of that, you know, it would obviously make things interesting for that rivalry. And I don't know what they're going to do. Like, do I think O'Connell wants to deal with him? I don't. But do I think that J.J. McCarthy will be fully ready to be the quarterback that they're hoping he is? I'm not sure about that either. So I think it's going to be really interesting where he lands. Tausch thinks he's just going to retire. I'm eager to see if he turns out to be right or wrong about that.
Jason, actually, and I'm going to hop in front of Matt. Tausch thinks he's going to retire. It kind of lands to, like, I believe a lot of people have said the league retires you. Who's interested in Aaron Rodgers when you account for the baggage? I think many teams would go with the Aaron Glenn sort of like, hey, you got to be at everything and stop doing the Pat McAfee show because your play does no longer allows for us to think that stuff is fine because you're league, you know, maybe slightly above league average. You've been a pain in the butt to your teammates slash your distraction off the field that if you want to come here, the contract's not going to be what you want. And, like, could he get Belichicked, basically, where it's like the league doesn't want him anymore?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I don't think it's because of his play. Like, if you look, I think his statistics, and again, that doesn't tell the whole story, but I think his numbers are almost the same as Mahomes for this season. And Mahomes obviously went to the Super Bowl, and he went to the toilet bowl. But I don't think it's about skill. I think you make a good point about the cold weather. But I don't think it's nearly as severe as it was with Favre. I mean, I still remember that game in Chicago, and it was cold. Walking on through the Waldron Deck parking lot on my way in, that is the coldest as I have ever been in my life, even colder than when I was covering Badger hockey, and they had a series with the Gophers in Minneapolis, and the wind chill was like minus 62. Oof. I was even colder that day at Soldier Field. And so I get why Favre looked that way, but that was the sign to me that he was done. And then obviously the NFC Championship game confirmed it against the Giants. But for me, I look at where Favre is, or for where Rodgers is at. I mean, he basically is at Favre point. And I don't think it's his play. I think it's all the other stuff. What is he going to be like for whoever the coach is that's going to be his head coach? Like, he has created now this, he wanted everything his way, and it ended up being a complete abject failure. So what is his next? Has he been humbled? Is he going to say, hey, I'm just going to run the offense the way it's designed? I'm willing to give up the Pat McAfee show. I'm willing to stop the podcast tours of these kind of out there podcasts that he's done. Like, I don't know. And if he's not willing to give those up, then I think the league would retire him. But I don't think it's a talent thing. I think he still can play regardless of how it turned out in New York. I just think, and look, he's entitled to his opinions. He's entitled to whatever conspiracy theories he wants to believe. He is certainly entitled to speak his mind when he wants to. But the First Amendment does not apply to employers. So they can say, I don't want you saying that stuff. That's a government thing. And you can't, if he's going to create those kinds of distractions, you know, it's the scales of justice. Does his talent outweigh the inconveniences or frustrations or distractions he creates? And I would argue at this point, that's a close call. And it didn't used to be. And that's why, you know, he could go on McAfee while he was with the Packers and Matt LaFleur, and talent mattered more. And so all of the other stuff that he would say, they were willing to live with.
So, Jason, now, especially after the Jets have let Aaron Rodgers walk, did this trade that the Packers made with the Jets go from like a B+ to an A+? Like, is this like the best move that they possibly could have made? Is there a better trade that the Packers could have done?
Yeah, especially because when you look at the Davante Adams trade, I don't think it's as clear cut of a slam dunk as Tausch thought it was at the time. And it was interesting to see Tausch this week kind of work his way through that mentally. Look, I think it's important to say that if Rodgers doesn't blow out his Achilles, I think it's really a more interesting trade, and I'd be much more interested to see how it would have played out, right? Because, look, he didn't play great this season by any means, but that's a pretty major injury to come back from at age 40, and I would have loved to have seen these 2 years with him fully healthy. Now, what do I think that would have looked like? I personally think they would have made the playoffs and then lost in the first round. Like, I think he would have elevated them. I do. If he'd have never had the injury, played all of 23 and played all of 24. But he wouldn't have gotten them to a Super Bowl. There was too much other dysfunction. But that is going to be my what if with him. Because the tearing your Achilles on the fourth play of the season, we'll never know what kind of player he would have been that year or this year without the injury, because I firmly believe that that is a major catastrophic injury. And it also makes me wonder what he'd be like next season if he plays and where, if he's healthy, because if he's got another year of that having healed, maybe he is a closer approximation to what he was pre-injury.
Talking with Jason Wilde, and from Bill Barnwell here, 2 second-round picks, $75 million. The contracts for Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Tim Boyle, another third-round pick, and $12 million for Devontae Adams, and a year-plus with Nathaniel Hackett at OC, all for 5 wins with Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, the Packers won that trade, but goodness, thank God for the Cleveland Browns if you're a Jets fan, because otherwise this is one of the dumbest moves in NFL history for a QB.
Yeah, I mean, they did manage to avoid giving up a first-round pick, which they were concerned about, right? You remember back then, I mean, you know. And by the way, they did win the pick swap. They took the better player. The Packers took LVN, and they took McDonald, and McDonald was better. But, yes, obviously they lost in a big way. But, again, if it and that was part of the risk. You trade for a 40-year-old, or he was about to be 40, year-old quarterback, and he could blow out his Achilles. They knew that was a risk. That's why they didn't want to tie themselves in to a first-round pick for him, right? But in the end, yeah, it's an abject failure. But the only thing I would say is you're right. It's way worse to have traded for and paid Deshaun Watson. No one will top that.
So, Wilde, I know you've heard the Evan Cohen quote saying that Aaron Rodgers, the first thing I think of is he's a talent, not a winner.
Rubbish.
I was curious where your head was at too. Like, it really depends where you want to, like, if you're only counting the postseason, I could buy that. But the guy has one of the best winning records as far as quarterbacks that have played as many games as he has, like, ever. He's up there. So
yeah,
I don't know if I totally agree with Evan Cohen there.
Yeah, Evan's great. He's I said this today. He's somewhere between 1,000 times and 1,000,000 times better at this than I am.
Take that. That
is not an opinion. That is not an opinion I share. I would say this, and Tausch, I thought, summed it up well. Like, this is a guy that wasn't recruited by Division I schools coming out of high school. Got a letter that said, "Good luck with your attempt at a college football career from Purdue." Had to go through the JUCO route, fell in the draft, and had to sit in that damn green room for hours on end, wound up sitting behind a Hall of Famer for 3 years. I would say he did damn well for himself and was a winner. He won a lot of playoff games. They won a lot of regular season games, and they won a Super Bowl. He was not as much, if you want to make an argument, the argument is he didn't win as much as you would expect for a guy with his level of talent. And I think you can make that argument and win that argument, but calling him, saying that he's not a winner is, I just don't agree with that.
Rubbish.
So, I get, and that's fine. I don't strongly disagree or agree with it. He's just not the winner to like Brady and Mahomes, but he's still, I would say, in that upper echelon. But do you think Aaron Rodgers, what's that?
Or
Bart Starr. In this crazy world, I don't even think this is an insane question, but if Aaron Rodgers was offered, let's say, a prove-it contract with the opportunity to be the starter, but he could be having a mentor in the NFL, or offered by new Department of Health guy, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his best friend in the world, if he said, "Hey, Aaron, do you want to be my deputy director of the Health and Human Services? Would you want to do that?" Which one do you think Aaron would take? Because I honestly think he would lean to do the Health and Human Services over playing football.
I firmly believe that he is really, really, I don't want to say embarrassed. That's too strong. But disappointed and motivated, I will be surprised if he doesn't play football. And if he takes a spot, you know, I don't know, does he have a child that he can bring into the Oval Office and put on his shoulders while he's conducting interviews too? Because that seems to be a nifty trick.
Yeah, maybe.
I would just say I think he's too competitive. I think he's going to have a hard time walking away. And if there are opportunities, if the league does not retire him, I think he's going to want to go out on a much better note. At least that's the competitor and winner that I know.
All right, Jason, we'll let you go out on that note. Thanks for battling through your phone updating out of the blue and calling in anyways. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, guys. And hey, Matt, I miss you, buddy.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. I needed that today.
Rubbish. All right, take care. Be good. Rubbish.
All right, that's Jason Wilde. You know what's not rubbish? You're giving away a case of High Life. Matt, give me a number.
Eight. Matt, Aaron Rodgers is number eight in New York.
God dang it.
What?
It's going to make my life hard.
Two? Because Aaron Rodgers is done with his second team?
I was going to say Aaron Rodgers on his last leg. Can we do caller number one?
You don't think people want free High Life?
They do, but I also have to do a Sports Center update coming up here.
All right. Caller number one.
All right. First caller wins a case of High Life, 844-770-3776. Caller number one wins a case of High Life. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and Wisconsin On Demand.